I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. When Burlington College closed last month, students got the impression that the transition to another college would be smooth and their tuition might be the same. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, they are finding it is more complicated than that.
Students have received mixed signals from Burlington College about the ease and expense of attending the schools that the college had approached to accept them. An initial email sent out by the Assistant Dean of Student Services after the college closed said, quote, "You'll be able to choose from a list of area schools, you'll be automatically accepted, your credits will all transfer, and you'll pay the same tuition." A second email said basically the same thing, but didn't include the tuition promise and didn't offer any explanation for the omission. Since then, students have been trying to figure out what to do.
They really have no idea what they're going to do going forward.
Andrew Tarwerdy, who is president of Burlington College's student government, says there is a lot of concern among students about finding a new school and getting transcripts from the now-defunct institution. Tarwerdy says he got in touch with Marlborough College because it was one of the institutions he was told he could transfer to under the agreement with Burlington College.
I didn't really get the sense that there was any sort of special agreement actually in place or, you know, that agreement was any different than the normal transfer process.
Tarwerdy says he discovered he couldn't enroll at his Burlington College tuition rate, which was less than $24,000 annually, and he got the impression he'd have to pay a much higher tuition at Marlborough.
That was really the decisive factor in that respect.
Tarwerdy says it's now likely he'll stay in his home state of New York to go to college. Marlborough officials say depending on a student's situation, tuition might be comparable to Burlington College. They say no promises were made to Burlington College officials that students would be accepted automatically, although they are offering more flexibility to help them. The same is true for Champlain College. Michelle Miller is senior associate provost.
There has been some misunderstandings about what agreement we have with Burlington College. It's not automatic admission, and it's not all of their credits will transfer.
The Vermont State College System says it will likely accept any Burlington College transfer requests it receives at state college tuition rates and will accept all course credits. Goddard College, too, says it will accept all transfer credits. Goddard tuition is lower than Burlington College. It seems among the schools with higher tuition, only Green Mountain College has agreed to match Burlington College tuition as well as fast-track applications, although acceptance will not be automatic there either, as promised in the emails to Burlington College students. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.